You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Hey, this is Robert Casimiro. And when I'm not working out with my trainer, Aaron Sakai, or on fire, I'm listening to Sleep Time's
Over.
Over. What's... I'm listening to Sleep Time's Over
yes.
with Cavo the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Who's Zach Morse?
I don't know.
Sleep Time's Over, Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Season 7, episode 11. 11.
Episode 11.
Yes.
Our guest this week is John from Truist, so it's only fitting he's going to give us the fake news from Truist. So that's our episode title.
Fake news with
fake
Truist.
Fake news with Truist. Yeah. Itadakimasu.
What is that?
I'm just going to keep doing that now. Because you know why? Because I am just hooked. Much like the rest of July, a few of them. Terrace House.
Why yes. are you in denial, bro?
What do you mean?
You're like, oh, it's not easy. You're like, eat this. Oh, I really like it.
When did I say
like,
F this?
Bro, I love this, bro.
When did I say F this?
Not F this. You put it down first, and then you say,
it's
oh,
still
I really
a
like
waste
it.
Of time. But well, it sucks
see, that's
you
what
in.
I mean. You say, waste of time, but you watch them. Just
have
be
you
like, you know
this?
What?
Let me tell you this.
I love True Terrace House.
I'm going to start yelling right off the bat, Jack.
Did you watch this show yet?
My wife watched all of it.
Really?
Yeah, all of it.
Did she like it?
I just gotta have time. I don't watch it. Hoy, you know?
You no more time for nothing.
I did see the one episode where the guy raps. Did you see that yet? You're gonna be like...
I did not.
You're gonna be like, what? I think the guy actually came in the shot.
I did not. Well, I'm on episode 22.
Holy dang.
36.
Well, they give more episodes than Sleep Time's Over.
That's
hey!
Right. Oh. Is that really the case? No. We're coming up on 100th.
Wow.
That's coming up soon.
Okay,
very
so
soon.
What is the thing that you like?
The theme of what's... Okay,
what is the thing that you're like? Waste time?
House?
No, but why do you like it?
Okay, here we go. It's a great question, Kevin.
Yeah, here you go.
So the reason why is it was Hawaii. It took place in Hawaii.
That's the reason
so
why
that
I'm
was the one.
It.
That was the number one thing that hooked me in. Because, you know, Hawaii people like to see Hawaii people, right?
Yeah.
So because of that, I think the timing was just right. Because I'm not a fan of reality shows. I don't
right.
think many people are.
Oh, I hate reality shows.
Because of the way the people act, right? The Hollies act obnoxious and then they just act super fake. But there's all these Japanese guys, they're just... total opposite of that. They're polite, they're just respectful, and it's basically there's nothing really going on of pertinence going on,
right?
But you just wanna, you're just intrigued about what these guys are, who these guys are.
Oh.
They're speaking English pretty fluently, but they speak fluent Japanese.
Right.
Two of them aren't even Japanese to begin with.
Wow, what a Korean.
One is Korean,
wow.
Vietnamese, I think.
Hey, Asians, I guess the same all around, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
but they learn Japanese fluent, and then the one is Chinese Haole. Sister went to Punahou.
Hey.
She grew up in Massachusetts.
Oh.
Crazy stuff. So it's just...
Punahou, Massachusetts, same.
I think so, yes. Cambridge. Harvard. It went to
Harvard.
Harvard Law. That's really was the thing. And it just... And then they have these comedians that watch this from another studio.
Right.
And they chime in, and the comments are pretty funny.
Oh.
These Japanese comics, I think they're the guys who produce the show.
Oh.
They're pretty on point.
Okay.
Because Japanese comedy, it's either hit or miss, right?
Yeah.
They had some good one-liners in there. So they're chiming in while this show's going on. They extended the season. It was only supposed to go three...
The Hawaii episode.
Yeah, because it was so popular.
Wow.
So that's why I went to 36 episodes.
Oh, 36
You're supposed to be
chamber.
Done already. Yeah, 36 chambers.
So here's a question for you, bro.
Yeah.
Did Ruthie show up, bro?
Oh, wow.
That's what
a pull. What a pull with Tech.
Did Ruthie and Tech show up, bro?
Forget it.
Go over there, Ruthie. Go over there. Cause crazy havoc over there. Tech over there. Just rapping stuff.
Real world Hawaii. Did I ever tell you the Tech story I got when I ran in with him?
No.
Or running with him? Okay.
Well, so you were running with him.
I didn't go running. Oh. He didn't do a 5K like you.
No, I mean like running. Like, you know, like, yo, I'm running, son.
Oh, yeah, man. Check it. Jamming on the one.
Yeah.
So, DMFD had a friend who did a radio show not far from Light Sleeper Store.
Okay.
It was near this dentist's office. Like a rundown dentist's office. Kind of, okay, by Sonoya's.
Right.
There's like a bunch of like old houses that are stores, like
okay.
a wine store. There's a dentist office there. And in this dentist office, there was a radio station. In that radio station, they did a hip hop show, a mix show. This was during Real World Hawaii era.
Random, bro.
Okay. So D is like, you want to go play records, you know, get out there, play records for the show.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. The Abyssmen were there.
Whoa.
All smoking weed.
Oh.
So I'm there, D's there, right. and somebody, who is
two Hapa Hollies and a bunch of Bradas.
Bunch of Bradas. And then another guy. The DJ for the Abyss. Do you know who that was?
Sub-Zero?
No.
T-Bone.
T-Bone was there.
T-Bone, shout out T-Bone.
And then Black Flies guy was there.
Okay.
You know him.
Yeah.
The tweaker.
Simon. Yes. Simon.
Now I'm
shout out to all his workers too.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
They're out of their mind.
Yeah.
And I was there, I was maybe only 19 at the time.
Yeah.
Details become, I bring my records like anything else, and then I play the records.
Right.
In walks in, Tech from the real world, walking in with the camera crew.
Oh.
We gotta sign the waiver because we're gonna be on TV. And Tech goes up freestyle. I gotta play him the beat, bro.
The beat you playing, bro.
I played. You ready for this?
Ready.
Bad meets evil.
Oh.
The Old World Disorder. Remember
the Old World Disorder?
Remember the song 365?
I remember.
That's Eminem and Royce?
Yep.
I played that beat for the kind. I played that beat. Okay. Tech was freestyling. And then Abyssman jumped in.
Yeah.
And then the owner was some Asian guy. He might have been the dentist.
Wait, so the Asian guy and the dentist, he was a radio guy.
Yes. He's a dentist's office. In the back of his office was a radio setup with the mics.
Oh, the turntables. This guy was an entrepreneur, bro.
He was a multifaceted hustler.
Wow.
And I don't know if he had that turntable.
Okay, so did Tech like the beat?
I don't know if Tech was even sober or sane.
Well,
at that
high.
Time. Probably. They were all high.
That guy probably jammed any kind when he was here.
Pretty much. And then they got the Chinese or Asian guy to smoke weed with them. So everybody's smoking weed except me and D.
In the house?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then they're all like, telling me.
Yeah, oh, man, D never smoked weed.
D kept it cool because he was focused on his French hip hop, his Czech hip hop, Scandinavian hip hop, Roots Maneuver. So it was the oddest thing. It's a Tech story that kind of went.
Wow, interesting.
To left field since we're talking about Terrace House.
Wow, I remember them showing up at KCC.
Yeah.
The real world.
Yes, they did a couple occasions, right?
We have John from Truist here. He's going to sit in a little bit.
He's
going to come in a little later. Do you remember Real World Hawaii?
That time frame?
Yeah.
Like late
Tech, 90s. Ruthie, all that. Yeah. You remember? Were you living here or you sitting in the mainland?
I was living here.
He's here?
Oh, okay. They're in the Locomotion store.
No, that's right. The Locomotion.
That's now like, what is that? Like Capital One?
I think my wife, Chels, at the time, was, she worked at that Locomotion.
That big one?
Yeah.
And then she went to LMID.
So the one next element, yeah. I think she actually helped them at Locomotion.
That was pretty much the end of Real World, right? After that, we kind of just...
After that, Real World kind of just was like, lose money, bro.
It was very
I like the New York one with Heather B.
The first one, the second one, the third one, of course, the classic
Pedro.
One. Pedro does the third
Puck.
One. Then they went to Europe.
They went to Europe. I don't remember anything.
That's the one the girl bit the tongue off the guy. The guy bit the tongue off the guy. His tongue... Ripped off. Remember that?
I kind of vaguely remember.
He was a punk rocker.
So was MTV the originators of the reality show?
Yeah. Oh, clearly.
Real World was the first reality, right?
Yeah, hands down.
Wow. I mean, I don't know if I should clap or just throw my TV right now.
If you really want to go and deep cut the real first one, you know who really did the first camera follow you around one? Was Madonna.
Oh.
Remember Truth or Dare?
Oh, yeah.
She was the first one that did that.
Wow.
And that was pretty trippy.
I forgot about that.
That still holds up today as far as that was an underrated documentary.
That was, yeah. She any
but
kind
after
of
that, that was Real World.
Illuminati.
Then she joined Illuminati. Yeah. She signed the paperwork. But Real World, I think, bit that.
Wow. And maybe the directors of Real World were the directors of Madonna.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because it was kind of the same feel.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Anyway, moving along. Wow. Talk about a weekly recap there. Who would have thought in 2018
we're talking
a podcast in Hawaii to talk about the real world?
Itadakimasu. And then you're supposed to say sugoi.
Sugoi.
And then you're supposed to say oishi.
Oishi.
And then they say insane a lot on the show.
Oh, insane.
I don't know why. I don't know what the Japanese translation is. I always see the word on the bottom.
All I say takamaki.
John watches Truest House. Truest House?
Wow, is another.
That's a
story. All sneakerheads.
How's that one? You should make a Truest House.
You can make a house. All sneakerheads.
That's right.
All looking at themselves in the mirror wearing Supreme.
And you have like a singing song kind of theme. And then you guys all jump into like a pile of shoes.
That's going to be just a bunch of gay boys, bro. Just all looking at each other. Hey, bro. Oh, your jeans so nice.
Oh,
bro. How's your Louis sweater?
And you're going to call it Hypebeast House.
Your shoes. Your dad's shoes are so nice.
Is that Supreme?
Imagine that, dude. A house full of hypebeasts.
Yep.
Hypebeast house. Yep. They should do that, dude.
Special performance from Migos. Live.
And then John can be a guest.
Would you guest on that, John?
John, would you go on Hypebeast House if we made a reality show called Hypebeast House?
For how much?
Remember that show, G's to Gents?
Yes.
It's kind of like that, right?
That's how,
what's his name, got famous? Riff Raff.
Yeah.
Right? G's to Gents.
Let's not recreate that.
Oh, God, dude. This is not a reality show. Anyway.
Speaking of reality.
Let's get this recap done so we can get John on the show.
Speaking of reality, let's go. Okay.
Real reality, Kauai flooding, bro. Kauai flooding, East Side flooding, Nalo flooding.
Yeah. What's up with that? Let's go down the line with it. This is horrific. Because, like, you got Hawaii Kai. That's never happened before in Hawaii Kai.
That's crazy, yeah.
I know.
But you know what? Hawaii Kai made sense, though. I was thinking... I was like, oh, shocked. I thought it was fake. You know, the whole... Everything flooded.
Right.
Then I thought, wait a minute. That makes sense, though. Dude, the bay is literally feet away from houses.
But that was the thing that caused it, right? It overflowed.
Then the mountains... Every valley, I skated in all those, you skated in all those. Every valley has a drainage way.
Yeah.
So you get pipeline bowls, you get wallows, you get holes, you get unevens. Yeah. So all those things all got flooded
because
all the debris came down and boom. So literally, if you live in Hawaii Kai or that east side area, you're kind of screwed because you're literally surrounded by water.
Right.
Right? So you get the freaking, what is that called? Mauna Bay rising. You get the water from the mountain. Booyah.
Yeah.
So
first time ever, and then shut down the freeway.
Yeah,
this was Friday night.
That's first. Yeah, it's trip, bro. Yeah. Luckily, the people I do know, their houses got spared, or they're in the right area. Yeah, my father-in-law lives Haione, I think it is. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Your father.
Remember, my wife is from the HK.
That's right. So everything's okay.
Yeah, her friends that live in Haina, their houses are actually okay. So, but then Kauai got hit the bad.
That was horrific.
Here's my question for you.
Yes.
In all this, where's Guy Hagi, bro?
You know, you would think this would be the most opportune time to come out and put all his marbles in the bag.
Where was he, bro?
Nowhere to be found.
Nowhere, but I didn't see one guy hugging me.
That's true. Well, I think this one hit too much home. That's why. I think this was too...
Because it's real.
Very much so.
Wasn't fake, yeah.
This ain't real world Hawaii. Yeah. This is for real.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
for
why
real,
I think,
for real world Hawaii.
That's, I don't think anybody... You don't see a lot of jokes on this
one.
Yeah. You don't see the memes on this one. Even Hungry Hungry Hawaiian is all serious.
Bruh, Hungry Hungry Hawaiian was where I got all my news about Kauai.
He should take over Guy Hagi's position.
Bruh, he should, bruh.
He had all the info. He had all the videos from
everybody. Does he live in
Kauai? Good question.
He actually comments back when I comment, which is pretty thanks for Hungry.
Because he's a local guy, so yeah. He's real. But
he get choked, bruh. I get choked, bruh.
Yes, you get plenty of comments. Plenty of people. And we know plenty of people from Kauai. So strangely, the people that I've talked to.
You know anybody from Kauai?
Plenty of guys. A lot of people in the industry, in the restaurant industry from Kauai.
Oh, wow.
Because they fly over. That's their, you know, easy job they can get quickly, make good money. So a lot of them, they're actually okay.
Oh, good.
Like, their families are okay.
Right, strangely. Because
you see every house looks like they got hit.
Wow, look all nuts.
So, you know anybody? You know
people
from Kauai, right?
I know a few people, but not like real close kind. I can call them up.
Oh, okay.
Like, they might stop in the shop, or I knew them in college. I knew a bunch of guys from Kauai from college.
Yeah.
And they all live like New York now, so.
Oh, well, their family probably still there.
Yeah, the family's probably still there, so it's probably nuts. But I mean, the bulls, you know, when the bull was up in there chilling, surfing.
Now, some of them got saved. They showed them getting saved.
Well, because they said the ranch is a ranch. What they call Mahoy, the ranch is like shoreline.
Yeah.
So it's kind of trippy. You have a ranch next to the beach.
Yeah. And that's what caused the problem.
That's what the bull's like, hey, man. What's
like
that?
Buffalo and.
Buffalo.
All kinds of
stuff. Cows, pigs.
There's Noah's Ark already. You better save them all.
Noah's Ark, you throw them in the Ark.
They had a guy in a kayak or something.
Kauai,
right?
Get your Christians, bro. You know, they should make the Ark, bro. You know what I mean? Kauai Classic. Remember them bodyboarding? Kauai Classic.
Yes, yes, yes.
Harry and Tapala. Who's all those guys? How was that?
That's a reference.
Wow, Kauai Classic.
Well, you know, it's supposed to rain like today. So it's a storm today.
Well, over there, again. Oh, Kauai is just getting it, yeah?
So they better build something.
They better pray, bro.
Put the animals, put them all in the shelter. I don't want to see the buffalo floating around, bro.
So where's the say? Nah, you know what the funny part is? The buffalo is G, bro. That buffalo is like the pimp. He's like, what?
Which one? The one stuck on the reef?
The one stuck on top of all of them, bro.
The one floating away, I never liked.
He was floating away.
There was one that was floating away. Where that can float to? Where they gonna go to what? Micronesia.
How you know the bucket wasn't trying to come to Oahu, bro? He's like, I'm over this. This is my one time I can break free.
Well, you know, the harbors are, we welcome
everyone. You come up on North Shore, you can see Lonnie moves. Like, oh, how's
might
that,
as
babe?
Well. Whole Foods opening up, you can go work over there. I don't know about the buffaloes floating around, man. Right? Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know, fundraisers, support all fundraisers. I mean, if we could do something, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of
for
them.
For all 10 people listening and watching, if y'all donate $10, we got $100.
That's true, yeah.
I mean,
that's actually a good addition. Go figure.
I don't know. We'll figure something out.
Well, I was going to go Hawaii's Finest. You know that show? You know
okay.
That store? They got the Kauai shirt. You seen that one?
Oh, okay. Support. Buy them.
I'll probably like $20. $25 bucks or something.
Oh, that's cool.
I see it. It looks good.
Should make one shirt too then.
You should. Why not?
Make them Kauai, that's why.
Done.
Someone
how easy that is. I don't think so.
I just hate capitalizing on disasters. You know what I mean?
Well, all the proceeds go to Kawhi.
I try to, yeah, maybe. Okay, well, moving along. Yeah. Kawhi, praying for you. Take care. Coolio, all that kind
of
stuff.
Be safe.
Yeah, be safe.
As we tape this show Wednesday, be safe for the rest of the week.
All right, moving along, bro.
What happened?
What else you get, bro? Oh. I coached my second basketball game, and we got the dub. Warriors for the win.
So 2-0.
2-0, bro.
How many games in the season?
8 games, bro.
You know what that means? That's 25%.
I want to go 8-0.
All right.
I know. Just funny is like my father-in-law. I caught him laughing. Talked to my wife laughing. Like, oh, Kev, you think he's NBA? I was like, what am I gonna do? Lose?
You follow or something?
He's from Kalihi, bro.
He makes some comments, though.
He's from Kalihi, bro. He's a great guy, bro.
No, he makes. That's right. He makes interesting comments that a father-in-law would not necessarily make.
But you know what's funny is like. You know, they say that you marry somebody like your father. My wife was like, oh, I didn't think you were like my dad, but actually your humor is kind of like him, my father-in-law.
So,
yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you're probably like your wife's dad. Are you kind of like your wife's dad?
Ironically enough, he's the one that I find the most funny.
Oh, there we go.
Facts. I could tell stories, but someone's listening and they're going to kick my ass.
See? So, I mean.
I won't say anything.
More, the older I get, the more and more my wife's like, yeah, you like my dad. With the whole, like, how I, like, you know, kind of whatevers and maybe jam them and any kind of stuff. Like that.
Which, because she's grown up with that type of personality of a guy. So she's going to be most comfortable with.
Right. Doing brought up Puerto Rican from Cali, living in Hawaii. Go figure it out.
So you Puerto Rican.
Like different strokes.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not Puerto Rican.
I know, I'm just kidding.
I'm Hawaiian, bro. Come on.
I don't know what you are, really, quite frankly. I've given up years ago.
You know what? I'm not going to lose, bro. I'm taking
you're
it
not
serious.
Gonna lose, all right?
No.
I will not lose.
I never lose. Anyway, I'm just saying, I'm going to coach. I'm going to coach the best I can. My two rules are play hard, have fun. Simple.
There you go.
Right? You listen to the coach, you go win. Shout out to the Warriors.
All right. Well said. Well said.
Like my pep talk.
That there? Was great. I
hope you guys are out there like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, they'll high five.
Go back to being in a kind of bus boy.
They honking the horns. They driving.
They honking the horns.
Like, yeah, so yeah, you tell him.
So shock us all. Yeah,
you tell him.
Freaking guy. I mean, yeah, freaking guy. Anyway, did that.
What else is there?
I got a plethora of events coming up. We got pizza coming up Thursday, which is Eli, the producer, is going to be here. So 6 to 9, free pizza while supplies last. And then Beats all night.
Where's the pizza from?
Pizza, I don't know where we're going to get it from this time. Maybe change it up for a minute. I don't know.
You know, I have an insider tip regarding pizza.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I just got the email notification.
Huh?
Now, if you go on Pizza Hut online.
Oh, okay.
It's 50% off all menu, because we're not supposed to tell anyone, because it's like, you know, it's 50% off all menu pizza.
Ooh.
So I would suggest you go order from there.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
50% off.
Thanks, Dad. Deska.
Baga.
Okay.
Sugoi.
Okay, yeah.
It goes on to the 22nd.
Hey, right
so
on.
You got till Sunday.
All right, bro. I'm doing it tomorrow. And then Friday, we get Doomsday, bro.
Okay, so
we're not dying. It's not doomsday prepper class. We're not gonna be packing up the containers with like MREs and water. It's a doomsday for MF Doom.
Okay, hold on for a second.
Okay, I'm holding.
I want to get this finally mentioned. I want to get this finally addressed to all the people who do not know why you have this event.
Right.
What is the significance of this event?
Okay.
What's the significance of this guy, right. MF Doom?
Yeah.
I want to lay it all out.
Lay it out.
Why do you have Doomsday every year?
Because I realize it's on 420.
Okay.
420 for everybody that smokers and tokers and lovers and jokers. They smoke weed. That's the 420 day, right? They smoke the weed. I don't smoke weed. Sorry.
Correct.
John?
Right.
Smoke your weed today?
No.
No weed today for John. But I don't smoke weed, so I was like,
hey. Do I?
Yeah, you smoke weed too. We obviously know because of the past story.
Right.
Since I don't smoke weed, we got to capitalize on the 420, right?
Okay.
Being a business, you gotta take advantage of these events that are made for you.
Okay.
So I was thinking, man, what's on 420? Then I did my research and I realized Operation Doomsday, which is MF Doom, look it up. His album was released 420, 1999.
Got it.
Boom. So I was like, why don't we do a Doomsday? Support, I mean, why I got to do a holiday when somebody's dead? Why don't we just do a holiday because he's alive?
Somebody's alive.
And it's 420. Okay. He smokes hella weed. I don't smoke weed. But people like Doom. It's kind of a weird one. Nobody else is doing it worldwide that I know of. So basically, we started this about 3-4 years ago, I think it was, 3-4 years ago. So we do art show, we do Doom themed shirts, DJ. This one we're having, hopefully, Earl Kamaki is going to be doing a little catering for us. And then I found out through research of what kind of beer Doom drinks.
Okay.
Heineken's and Beck's.
Okay.
That's what he said in his songs.
Congrats, bro.
So that's
easy. What, you can buy that then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because keep the theme, bro. You know, it's funny, dude. I mean.
Okay, so then I asked this question.
Okay,
in
go ahead,
2018.
Yes.
How relevant do you see it as the years go by, Doomsday being? Is it becoming less relevant? Or is it the same?
I think it's the same, maybe a little more.
Really?
I think it's one of those ones. He's kind of like the hip hop of like equivalent of like a Bob Marley, Jimi Hendrix. Like one of those ones where it's just his aura, his being of a big black dude with a mask that raps.
Well, he's been around since 1990.
Exactly, 1999 is when his album dropped, right? And before that, he had Fondalum Records, right?
Right, KMD, all
that. KMD, all that stuff. So, I mean, he had the singles before he dropped the album. So, like, maybe it was like early 99, 98, he did the Fondalum Records singles, and then he did the 99. So, it's crazy, but. It's just, I think the whole thing is because it's the mystery, the mask.
Okay.
And it just get handed on, you know, from generation to generation.
Well, what is your take on the backlash that he's gone through the years of when he has a concert, he has an imposter doom?
I think that's pretty awesome.
Then,
as long as it doesn't happen to me.
Well, yeah, exactly. So then I wouldn't support that at all. Like, what's his deal on having these guys pretend to be him and they lip sync?
I think it's whack in a way, but he is a super villain, though. You know,
that's so you get what thing. You pay for when you sign up for these concerts.
I guess I don't know. It's one of those ones. Yeah. If it happened to me, I'll be mad, but it's not happened to me, so I think it's kind of hilarious, dude.
But too bad, so sad. Not me.
Too bad, so sad.
Yeah, I don't know.
I told. Did I tell you my story? I almost brought him to Hawaii.
You almost brought him to Hawaii?
Yeah.
When? How long ago was this?
I had a little funding from a group that said they had money for a show.
Okay.
So I went on Facebook and I was like, anybody got Doom's contact? One of my promoters that does more mainstream events hit me up. He's like, yeah, Kevin, check. Call this guy up. I think he's his manager. Called him up, right? The number was for Atlanta. Doom was staying in Atlanta, if you guys don't remember. Or if you guys probably don't know, you don't care. But I knew he was in Atlanta. Okay. So I called the number up, talked to his agent.
Yeah.
So we're talking numbers, right? Logistics. I was like, dude, this is legit. So I'm going back and forth with Doom's manager, my money guys that's going to support the show, right? So I went back and forth, right? And finally, my money guys was like, dude, we can't do it now. I was like, what? So the more I talked to the manager of Doom, the more I realized this guy sounds like Doom.
Okay.
Like literally, the more comfortable he got with me, the more he loosened up.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, this guy's freaking Doom, dude. I'm talking to Doom right now.
Who plays his manager. Got it.
But then when I try to call him back after a week later, I have to tell him, like, you know what? My funding went through. I'm going to try to find someone else. The number changed. So Jake One came in.
Yes.
This past week. And I did get a drop. He sent it to me.
First time.
Jake One came in and I asked him about that. He said, yeah, that's probably Doom.
Wow.
He confirmed. And he told me other Doom stories. Because Jake One actually did a track with him, two tracks with him on his White Van album.
Yeah.
He's a straight nerd rap right now. But he told me he did way more tracks with MF Doom.
Really?
And MF Doom did a track with him and...
Cutfather?
No, was the sing-song guy he does the tracks with?
The Tuxedo?
Yeah, Tuxedo.
Yeah.
They have a Tuxedo with Doom on it.
That makes sense. Wow. Tuxedo's beats would match Doom.
So that's why it's crazy. Like, yeah. So okay. Shout out to Jake One. But that's the significance of Doomsday. If you don't know who he is, go look it up. Go listen. You either love him or not. You don't. I'm not trying to convince nobody.
Well, he's got a new album out now. We played a new song from last week's show.
With 7-0 and Esoteric.
Yeah.
So shout out to Doom.
So there we are.
Yeah, shout out to Jake One.
That's
Doomsday.
This Friday.
Then Record Store Day is Saturday. So basically, we got a shirt, we got slip mats, we got the secret record bags, the reusable secret record bags.
Yeah.
Every record is a buy one, get one half off.
There we go.
All day.
Buy the records. Bring more records. We can do another.
Yeah, I made $5 for you.
Who's this? Hey, thanks. Which record was bought from my collection?
The Disturbing the Peace.
Which one was that?
You had the full length. Serving I think a couple other ones.
Congrats on that one.
Yeah, that was like $1. I think we sold it for like a full.
Should have been less. 50 cents.
Hey, but the millennials bought it, bro. They thought it was funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Did that have a picture cover?
Yeah.
Well, good.
It was
for
a
you
terrible
guys.
Cover, like Social Def All Star cover. But I mean,
oh, now I know which one you're talking about. That's
but
trash.
They bought them out. We sold them for $1.
Good for you. Play them.
So I'll give you that whole $1.
Play them. Smoke cigarette. Listen to your heart's content.
Yeah. Okay.
Wonderful.
So that's all I got for me, bro.
That's all you got. Well, 420, that is this Friday.
420, bro. Smoke them up, doom them up.
And just so happens that we will be battling each other.
Word.
Event, battling event, because I'm having an event the same night.
Hi.
We're going to see Tadakimasu is right, because I will be at Nobu.
Hey, Nobu.
I will be DJing Nobu this Friday, 7 to 10.
You come to the hood, you can go to the upper class.
So it's either you go to the guy party, or you go to the girl party.
Yeah, we're going to have girls,
choose wisely.
We're going to have girls at the Doom. Girls
ain't
like Doom.
No girls there, bro.
Girls like Doom, bro.
You show me 5 of them.
Okay.
I want to see 5.
I'm going to go.
Take picture. I'll be like, one.
Okay. I'm going to do that, two, bro.
That'll be funny.
5 girls can come to this Doom show, bro.
They got to be at least 7 out of 10. Okay.
What? Okay. Who's to judge,
though? That's so cool.
Who's to judge, bro?
No, I'm just saying. I'm joking.
You okay, better relax.
Let me tell everybody
relax,
to relax.
Bro.
Let me tell you this right now, okay? I will be there. You have a store that you close at 7 p.m. The party is going to begin what time for you?
6 to 9.
6 to 9. All right. Up the butt. And then because of that, you said it. And I will be there. My humble self will be there at 6 o'clock to set up.
Okay.
But then I start at 7 p.m. Nobu has the happy hour from 5 to 7. So if you don't like Make A, you can go over there, eat your happy hour, and then you can go Doomsday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I told Saku-san, the supporter of the stars, I told him, just do that. Just put on your Aloha shirt, put on your Tori Richards, put on your khaki pants, maybe wear slipper. I don't know if they're going to let that go, but you can walk in.
Yeah, they go
around. Get your happy hour hors d'oeuvre, and then go and...
hors d'oeuvre.
And then go hang outside, light sleeper store outside the the mirror, the window, and that's it.
Smoke cigarette, vape,
shake people's hands.
Smoke weed.
Standing around staring at other guys, you know,
and the 5 girls that's there,
all the guys will be staring at the 5 girls that's there. People have been IG live, staring at the girls. So if you like, so a lot of stuff going on Friday.
So if you're listening and you're a girl, make sure you come to this Doomsday so I can prove this guy wrong.
Good luck, everyone.
Just show up, be like, I'm here, can I take a picture? Okay, bye. Yeah, then they go Nobu after.
Fine.
Anyway,
I'm just saying. Well, it's just sad that it happens to be on that day. That's just the
time
where
I got, know.
That's the only time I got booked.
That's the only time you get booked?
No, because they have rotating DJs out there.
Never mind those DJs. Zach Morris all day.
Well, hey, thanks.
School them all, bro.
Oh, great. I should have traded with like Annette. Because she was like the week. I think she was the week.
Never mind Annette, bro.
Yeah, Annette,
Never mind, bro. Tina.
She'd make me tired already.
Tired.
So that's what Friday. No? So I'll be there. I'll be playing... The hip hop.
The hip hop.
No hits. No. Because it's a lounge. It's not a club.
Oh.
So Nobu, just to clarify, this is a lounge.
Ohm Lounge 1 to 20.
We're playing Mushroom Jazz 1 through 8. Every mix going to be played. I'm just going to stand there. I'm just going to, you know, do like this. Make my head, bounce my head tight side.
Jiggy,
like and then Mushroom
Jazz. Kapilani Boulevard, bro.
Yes. We're going to drink Awahi Streets. That's still, that's the street, right? That goes between Dave and Mushroom.
Things around there,
Wow, I just threw that out. I guess. So that's this Friday.
Yeah.
And then
action pack.
You have record store day, and then on Sunday there's gonna be another party. I'm gonna be DJing for Surfers Sunday.
This party, bro. What's going on? You on party animal?
You gotta party hardy, Marty, because this Sunday, my friend from high school, her husband is having a yakidoshi.
Oh, yakidoshi.
As you know that.
How old you gotta be? How old you gotta be?
Okay, well, to people that don't know what a yakidoshi is, Holly people, you have to be 41.
Okay.
41 in Japan, they count 0 as the first year. So it's supposed to be 40, but it's supposed to be 41. That's all I really know. I'm only half.
What you can spin, bro?
He wants to hear hip-hop, R&B kind. He wants to hear Brew Moon.
He wants to hear Brew Moon era. He's probably there.
Because he was there and she was there.
Oh, that's what he meant. Locked eyes.
I don't know. He's a surfer. They probably met on the beach, bro.
Nobody here.
That's what they sing at the what sad news? They sing that.
No. The eyes locked.
What party are you going
to? He was remixing, bro. With the Mushroom Jazz.
I put the... played an acapella and then I played that beat. Yeah.
Did you play Sade?
Sade, of course. Sade all day, bro.
Ding.
Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, my bad. Lenny Kravitz.
That's close enough.
Yeah, I played that.
Same guy with long hair.
Ding.
Play that Groove Theory.
Dude,
you play that. Dude, then you can play Find a Way.
Oh, yeah.
Or, and you can play Got Till It's Gone.
Okay.
Why you want to go and do that? Why you want to go and do that? Yeah. That's a hot song from back in the day. Got Till It's Gone.
So that's how we met.
That's right. That's how we met. Jan Jackson, Got Till It's Gone, hot track. Shout out Scott
Cameron.
That
song. Everybody can disappear in the room. They're just going to lock eyes and kiss.
Lock eyes, yeah.
Okay, so you're spinning this Yakidoshi.
Spinning Yakidoshi. That's going to be 8 to 10.
Hadouken.
And then, that's going to be the Natsunoya Tea House.
Oh, just turn all these Asian names out there.
Asian itadakimasu.
Oh, Ichiri-san.
So it's going to be an Ichiriki kind of weekend. So that is, that's my preview. And that's pretty much all I got. And then, oh, wait, to finalize Asian themed weekly.
Okay, all right, oh, nice.
Friday, the same night as the tragic flooding.
Okay.
Before that, I was at Sushi Izakaya Wosan.
Oh, Sushi Izakaya Wosan.
Yes, that's the one with Nobu-san.
Nobu-san.
He's there. Power went out midway through.
Oh, you're stealing all the sushi, bro. You let us.
So then, but then it was backup generator desk.
Oh,
so then the lights go out and you go, oh, oh. And then lights go back on.
Oh, yeah.
Could you make all the Japanese
guys? And you get caught with hamachi in your mouth.
Oh, that's so irresponsible of you. But you know how the Japanese people, they make the noises?
Yeah, yeah, they do, yeah.
Oh, God, that's going to sound horrible on the audio. But you know what I'm talking about. Somebody driving just heard that. Good luck. Have fun with that
you
one.
You know what's going on over there, bro.
But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, they make noises.
And if you're asking me things, and I'm going,
The samurai Japanese do that a lot. You make us stink.
Exactly. Make air stink.
Yeah, stink. Yes. Yeah.
So if you want to catch all that, watch Terrace House.
Hey.
Catch up on Terrace House Olustic.
Oh, wow. This is a money-making weekend for you. So, yeah, me too. So buy some stuff.
It's an Asian weekend.
Yeah? It's Doom. Asians like Doom.
He's kind of
Asians Asian. Like Doom, bruh.
You show me all these demographics.
Actually, everybody likes Doom. Howley
you
guys,
show me
Doom,
this. I'm thinking the Howley guys like Doom.
Howley guys love Doom, bruh.
I've yet to find any girl under the age of 30 that knows who this is, though.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm telling the truth. Our millennial doesn't know who this is.
Because she's not cool, bro.
Rest in peace to her. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
No, I'm just kidding. Because she hasn't been on the show
she's
in a while.
In the flood, bro.
She hasn't been on the show.
Like a raft like this. She's like,
no, she's up in the high-rise floating. Condo, bro. She's in Kakako just she taking worse. Selfies, bro. She's fine.
Oh, okay.
She had no idea who MF Doom is.
I don't even know who our millennial is anymore.
True. I asked a couple of her friends if they know who MF Doom is. They have no clue.
Wow, you know all these kids, they better learn by
the way. You know, G-Eazy, bro, and Cardi B. Cardi B, photo in, bro.
Cardi B, luck, bro. Okay, anyway.
Sorry. So that sums up Asian.
Is that week? Is that it? That's week. That's our week right there, right?
Check my list.
Check your list, bro. Check them out. I'm checking it twice. John's over here saying, hurry up already.
Yeah, John, I'm going to make number two already.
Make doodle already, yeah.
Yeah, let's cut a break. Let's go.
Okay. Sleep Time's Over, Season 7, Episode 11.
Fake news with the guy standing up, eyeing somebody out, John from Truist, right now.
Okay, let's get him on.
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back.
Smoke. Yep. Smoke. It's the brother you love to hate with a new song. So what really goes on? Nothing but a come up. But ain't that a trip? They hate to see a young brother rich. But I refuse to switch even though. Cause I can't move to the snow. Cause soon as y'all get some dough, you wanna put a white trick on your elbow. Moving out your neighborhood, but I walk through the ghetto. And the flavor's good, little kids jumping on me. But you wanna be white and corny. Living way out, fool go home. Spray painted on your house. Trying to be a devil, that's true. But ask yourself, who are they to be equal to? Get the hell out. Stop being an Uncle Tom, you little sellout. House nigga scum. Give something back to the place where you made it from before you end up broke. Mess around and get your ghetto pass revoked. I ain't saying no names. You know who you are, you little punk. Be true to the game. Yeah,
you ain't nothing but a sleep time's over. The Cat with the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Season 11, Episode 7.
With this man, John from Truist is here yet again.
He's here again, bro.
He's going to give us the fake news from Truist.
A neighbor of the Truist like sleepers.
You know, this is your third time, I think, on.
Third time?
Third time.
I think so, because we had him on the first two, like the salute to McCulley, where we had Mojo and everybody. And then you came on again, I believe.
Whoa.
And now this being your third time, you're close to becoming like the five time. We should create like a five timers club.
Oh, bro.
Three goggles club, bro. Right there. Three goggles club. First time. First tree timer. That,
wow,
I'm
honored.
It just dawned on me.
No,
now.
Three, I thought it was like two. That's the second.
You was on the second time before. Oh. I'm pretty sure. So,
John,
congrats.
Well, we did have a lot of seasons. We had seven seasons.
Yes, we're closing in on the 100th episode. But John is here.
Oh, hey.
John's got something on his mind. You got something on your mind.
So it's NBA season. So if you got to know what's up with John, go check our past episodes with John.
Yes.
He's the owner of the premiere, the first.
Yeah.
News. Hawaii's sneaker consignment shop.
Correct.
100% sneaker
consignment. Dedicated. Yeah, dedicated.
I'm saying that.
Right.
100% meaning all shoes.
Gotta be careful. Don't get mad.
Nah, never mind, bro. Never mind getting mad.
What you mean the first?
Oh, it'll be like that.
Well, he was the first.
Yeah. No.
No, he wasn't. But you have clothes, though. Like, to promote that, right?
Oh, yeah, that's like the something, right?
The something.
Sneakers
yes.
is 100%.
That's it. All in.
Okay. Dedicated sneakers.
Dedicated.
There you go. That's good. Go.
How's business doing?
Good.
What's the latest? What's the latest? What the kids buying now?
Yeah, what are the kids buying now, bro? Top three cops.
Top three. Anything with Off-White.
Okay.
Yeezys are still good.
Yeezys.
Okay.
And then now Jordans. Jordans
always
are coming
case.
Back now.
Okay.
People are buying Jordans.
Nice. The cheapest customers. Meaning they cheap, you know, tight.
Yeah.
Well, they try to haggle. Because explain to people what consignment is, first of all.
Yeah.
They keep thinking you own everything. Everybody comes in my shop, oh, it's so expensive. And I'm like, that's not his sneaker, though.
Oh.
So explain to people what consignment is.
I think that's a great question.
That is a great question. Thank you. Consignment is where we help people sell their goods.
Right.
So for us, it would be sneakers.
Right.
Yeah.
Even clothes. So sometimes people think, oh, Truist is so expensive. Oh, it's so expensive, you guys. Oh, rip off. But I'm only taking, 18 to 20% of that.
Right.
You know? But the good thing is that we're helping the people get money back in their pockets.
Ooh.
So people don't see that, you know? People see, oh, expensive, but you guys expensive. But they don't know the seller is getting 80% or 82% of that back in their pocket.
Right.
You know? So
who sets the price?
We help the customer set the price. So two-way street.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you help them gauge, right? Like a market. Like, well, if you sell it for X amount, no one's going to really buy it now. But you want to sell it quick.
Yeah. So I usually ask a question, how fast you want to get rid of this? Mm. Or are you trying to make some profit? Then they tell me the answer, and then we will go off that.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, man. Yeah. I need to get that off my chest, actually. Thank you.
No problem.
No, that's great, because I don't think people know.
Yeah.
People
think you own all the shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish.
I was like, wow. I don't know. I know John for a while.
Sorry.
That's
a lot of shoes.
Is there any consignment shops in the world that is actually all theirs?
I think a lot of shops these days, I'm not knocking any new shops coming up, but I think a lot of them don't really do consignment, maybe a little bit, but I think they just buy, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like buy from other states, other stores.
Oh, and they just claim it's consignment.
Buy from customers, because we do that too.
Yeah.
Like Flight Club is.
Flight Club is consignment. Yep.
Okay.
They're consignment because they're like the first ever.
Okay.
Ever.
Got it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how we started off, consignment. Strictly consignment, and then now buying back whatever.
So how does one start a consignment shop, like for real? Is it like you and me are the same young youthful age?
Yeah.
So I know we've been in this game for a while, but how does one start one? Like if somebody wanted to start a consignment shop,
damn.
Like you know, can a kid from like
Puno, how we did it, or
I mean,
in today's game.
In today's game.
In today's game, you gotta have a lot of money. Yeah, you gotta have a lot of money. I don't know.
That sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Money sums up a lot.
Yeah.
So I think that's it.
yeah. Because when we opened up, we never have that much money, you know?
Yeah.
So we had to go to the night markets.
Right.
Like
you brought us on the night markets. Shout out to Cabot. He brought us on to the night market, told us about Dunk Exchange, hand out flyers, grind it out.
Right.
Yep. Went to Waikiki, hand out flyers, grind it out. So that's how we started. But in today's game, I don't know. It's so easily accessible to get all these shoes now. It's very easy to get all these shoes. So I guess maybe a good plug, a solid connection.
Right.
Yeah.
Will be a good start these days. Yep.
Just online marketing.
Online marketing, Instagram, social media.
So history and knowing your shoes or quote unquote being OG or being there, the fact that we were there, all of us were there at a point where sneakers wasn't even, you weren't even a sneakerhead, you just like shoes. Mm. So that doesn't, that's out the door, right? Does that even matter in this game of sneaker consignment that you're 40 years old and you was there when Jordan dropped when you were a kid, you had it, you know? Does that if even that, matter at all anymore? No,
nah, it does. It does. Yeah. For me, it does. I don't know. How can I say this? Like, you guys are OG, right?
It was old.
I remember when you came in, OG. You bought some Air Force Ones.
I was back. I was carrying into Air Force,
Ones.
That's right. That was one of the many.
You bought that in our store, man. Yeah, Jeremy Lin Air Force Ones.
I was an Air Force One guy.
And I was like, oh, this guy is not
the type. Yeah,
typical. In the new. Yeah, he's from back in the day.
You know, he wants that.
Yeah. But I think a lot of the older stores that's been around in the 90s, they recognize which stores are about it.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, and they know which stores are not, right, and about other stuff. But no knock to the stores that are about the other stuff, you know, because they got to do what they got to do. But
yeah,
and I think it matters to you. Yep. A lot of the OGs, they recognize.
Right. So what is like a new Jack got to do to get the respect of the OGs and just respect of the people in the sneaker community?
Like these new kids.
Yeah, the new kids.
Be humble.
I mean, be humble is always a good thing, right?
Yeah, being humble is always good, you know?
That always works.
Yeah, that always
That'll works. Never not work.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's some kids passionate about sneakers right now. He's a freshman in high school. He got all the money because his parents are both dentists.
Yeah.
Something like that. Oh, I'm going to open my own shop. So what's the next step?
Maybe someone who is humble, but also very, very level-headed.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right.
I guess that's being humble, yeah.
That you still can be humble with that, and you just be focused. You be
focused.
And you have that drive to push forth your passion. Right?
Yep.
So that's hopefully that holds true with young people.
What are some things in your industry that you don't like? Like, what are some things that you like? Dude, I don't like this part of the business. Like me, it's like, I just don't like the hypey stuff at all. You know what I mean? I don't dig it, but I'm not, you know, it sucks when a shirt that has like Arial font can sell more than like my Infinity
Shop. Something simple
shirt.
Can
yeah.
sell.
Yeah. Just because it's like.
Is there something equivalent to that?
Yeah, something equivalent to
simple that's just like, how is this making money? But they're making money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because knowing me, I'm very self-reserved, but to the people that I trust, I'm very open, very emotional. I don't know.
So what's like one thing?
I cannot say I don't like hypebeast, you know, because that's what drives us to come to our store.
Yeah.
Hypebeast brings stuff to our store.
Right, that is correct. Yeah.
So I cannot say.
Yeah. Still strong. Right.
But when I see that kid coming in and he's super hypebeast, like, whoa.
Nice. Can you blame them? No, that's their generation.
That's it. No, you can't blame them at all. No.
He's with the fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Yeah.
I can't complain.
But is it sad that you can buy your image now? But back then, you created the image. Because back then, you bought the Polo, you bought the Nautica. It wasn't made for hip-hop people. It wasn't made for anybody. You bought it because that was what we
right,
affiliated
that's,
with.
That's just the
now it's like
nature of the years.
Some kid that gets a job when he's 16 can buy Supreme, buy Jordans, buy the tight jeans, and it's like, boom.
You're
instant,
there
right? Like, I'm a hypebeast now, right?
I think it's still the same from back in the day, right? But the only difference, I think, is the internet.
Yes.
Because back then, if you had the good stuff, you had to wear it to be seen.
Yeah.
Like correct. The church.
Yes. Yeah. Internet changed everything. Yeah.
To the movies at Kahala Mall, because over there was popping back
right.
in there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, when you saw a guy wearing that, you had a night feeling he was probably a hip-hop guy.
Yeah.
Buy him,
now you
wear
can't
him
tell.
To school, you go to church, Alamoana, to show off your stuff. But now, wear them, take a picture, post them up, and put them away. Yeah.
No, that's exactly right. Yep. Internet changed everything.
So you had to wear it to show them what you had, man.
Right.
Yeah,
you had to wear it to school. Yep.
So that's a lot of ways it's a lot different now, where someone can just, like you said, just go and buy, automatically you're the guy. Where?
Oh yeah, if you have a lot of money, access, you're the guy.
So money and social media is like the two things that can provide a lot of things for you in this day and age for your business. Well, for all of our businesses,
anything.
Wow. So there's somebody can have no bearing on sneakers. And if they got the money, they can just be like, bam, 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 bam.
They can buy all kinds of stuff.
Money rules everything around us, as someone said.
Yeah, creamed it.
Yep. But people will see that.
True, yes.
People will see, oh, that guy get money.
They will see past, yeah, and they'll be like, this guy get money.
They probably won't take them as serious as right. As an OG like you guys or...
You?
Yeah.
A lot of guys in the game, like guys from Kicks Hawaii are OG.
You know? Right. Yeah.
Eddie and those guys are OG.
Friend DJ Delve, bro.
That's another one.
I heard about Delve. Never met him, but I heard he's OG. He get all kinds of shoes and stuff like that.
Oh, you really never met Delve?
Never met him personally.
Interesting. No. Well, I got stories for you.
Yeah. I hear he's a nice guy.
Nice.
Sick ass DJ.
Good DJ?
Yeah. Sick ass DJ.
I'm surprised you don't know. You know, who else do? I'm surprised by this.
I know of him. Because I went to like a Red Bull.
Yeah.
I went to a Red Bull contest. You see how I dodged your question.
Yeah.
You know, no, he's never come to my store, man. It's funny. It's
Seriously?
All good, though. Yeah, it's okay. But Ooh. Those guys from Kicks, like Dave and Eddie has come in many times.
Right.
Yeah. So you cool? Show I mean, love. This may be controversial, but you cool with everybody in our scene?
Face to face, everybody make like
cool. Well, like I know Capoles and you know all the Nocturnal guys. Yeah. Right? Capoles comes in.
Oh, JJ, a lot of love. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so
Jay's
like, cool. I mean, you know a bunch of the guys. So,
oh, yeah.
Other
yeah,
so
yeah.
consignment shops you cool with? I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hawaii is so small.
Yeah.
Dead Valley, not Plato's Closet down the street.
So you know everybody. Plato's Closet. Oh,
is it that still around?
Yeah, that's still around. Yeah.
Plato.
Is
yeah.
that the Bretagne, right?
Yeah.
I send people to Plato all the time.
They got some stuff.
Yeah, people will come in like, oh, you like buy it for $20.
Wow.
I go, nah, but Plato's
yeah.
Closet. But you know what they say? Oh, those guys don't even give me that much.
Yeah, so take funny. It, Bob. Wow. You can. So being at the sneaker game is Rhode Island and the sneaker game is tight because we can't go. You know, when you're in the States, you can drive. In California, you literally can hit up like 10 Foot Lockers.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Boom. Every off-ramp. I did that, technically.
Easy.
Every off-ramp, me and my friends found a mall. We went on and off like this.
At every Westfield mall.
Orange County. We just went boom, 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 boom. So anyway, in Hawaii, we have basically Rhode Island. There's nowhere to go. Everybody got the same shoes. So what do you think about the lines? People waiting in line.
Yeah.
Think it's crazy? I mean, I'll see people saying like, oh, do these guys even have a job?
Right.
Do they even have family? Oh, right. They're buying this Jordan, but they don't even have a car. They're catching a bus.
We talked this many times on the show.
Right?
We talked this with Kicks. We talked this with you. Like, there's these crazy lines. Part of it, that's why I gave up on the whole shoe thing. I'm not hanging out for 2 hours with a bunch of Filipino kids that I'm trying to wonder where they got that money from. So please explain. Give us your thoughts on this.
Because it's double-edged for you.
What I think about the lines?
Okay, we can go start with that first. Let's think about the lines.
Oh.
Like the intensity.
I think it's good. People lining up.
People should wait in line.
Yeah.
If they want it that bad, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
That goes for anything, right?
You ever seen, being that you were in LA for school and living there for a while, you ever see fights in lines?
I've never seen it. I've stood in line only one time.
In LA too? You didn't stand in line that much?
2006, when they re-released the Fire Red 3s and the Flip 3s.
That was
actually waiting in line, yeah. Wow. Northridge Mall.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you never experienced or seen any fights or altercations?
No, I never did in person.
Wow, only even online, in LA. YouTube. Even in LA.
Yeah, but I only stood in line one time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So how'd you get all your shoes in LA then?
Like everybody else.
Connects.
Sneaker pages, the Nike Talk, whatever, Craigslist. Riff LA, Fly Club.
Shout out.
Yeah. What was your question again?
Lines.
Here in Hawaii?
Yeah, here in Hawaii. Oh. Like, because I mean, I posted something. I don't even know if Sneaker has watched this. Maybe because of the Kicks. But I posted something on the Sneaker group, Hawaii Sneaker Heads.
I seen that. Yeah, I seen
Shout
it.
Shout out, Ron. He's the head, called the mayor. I'll introduce you to him one day.
Hi, Ron.
But I was wondering, like, being that there's only so many, there's more sneaker shops now, right? There's one that opened up by Lowell.
Yeah.
And there's the Bank of Kali. Shout out to my Filipino brethren. And then there's you, right? And then people selling online, all on eBay. So what happened if, like, you're an owner of a shop and you're first in line?
I seen that post.
Yeah. I wanted the honest opinion. I don't care because I don't wait in line anymore.
Yeah.
I don't get sneakers. I get what I get and I don't care already. So I don't even care. Like, what do you think? Because I personally think if I didn't know you and I seen you in line and I'm like 12th, you're number one, I said, bro, that's effed up. Mm. That dude is going to take the shoes and go freaking put it in his shop, bro.
Right.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Even if I know you now and I see that, I'd be like, oh, John, that's so jacked. I'll laugh because you're my friend. But if I didn't know you, I'd be like, dude, that's jacked.
Right.
Because you cannot tell me, I like the sneaker. I want to wear it. That's bull. Because.
But that goes back to your question about the lines. Like, majority of these kids, are they just reselling them? Is that the thing? Are they just going to come right back, turn around, come back to your store, some consignment?
I see.
You know? 80%. That what's your take on that? Like, all these guys just reselling. Is anyone really wearing shoes? Is anyone really
not
wearing
for Instagram?
Shoes? No, right? So
I know a lot of people that buy them just to wear them, but I know a lot of people that know to just to flip them. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. But going back to his question on Facebook, when he posted that on Facebook, I got about 5 to 6 text messages. Oh, John, you should leave a comment. You should leave a comment. What you think about this? But my opinion is that if a shoe is dropping in Hawaii doesn't get that much drops to begin with. Not that many releases. And if we do, we're only getting like, what, 20, 30 plus max, right? If we get lucky, 60. But I think as for a store owner that resells shoes, I don't think they should be standing in line, man.
Right.
Mm. I don't think they should. You know why? Because Hawaii is so small. You're taking away from the locals of getting their chances. Now, if they buy it and resell it, hey, they can do that, right? But how about the people that just want to wear it? You know what I mean? But that's my take. If that's a store owner's strategy, then, I mean,
but
you gotta do what you gotta do.
I have a solution for that. I just thought of it now.
But I'm not gonna wait in line and have the locals not get their chance. Because once I buy like 20 pairs, where is it going? Right to my shop,
right?
Yeah. And I'm marking up the price.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't do that.
Right.
What is your idea?
What's your idea? My idea, dude. So you don't. So if you own a shop, you don't wait in line. You go to the line when they come out. You be like, "I'll give you this much." Is that shady, or is that solving a problem?
I mean, yeah.
Right.
You know, Hawaii doesn't do that, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, stand outside.
LA does though.
Literally stand outside. Yeah. So first guy that buys them.
Yeah. You're not waiting in line, not taking nobody's spot. So no one can get mad at you. But you have the cash, you own a shop. Everybody knows you do.
Right.
So why don't you just stand on the front? When the people deal. Come out, be like, yo, I got 250 right now.
It's like Willy Wonka, get the golden ticket, your slugwort come right from out of nowhere. Whisper in your ear about like a
I got one shop slugworts, bro.
You know who does that? Ooh. Supreme on Fairfax.
What do you mean? The guys
when they wait in line, there's buyers outside. Hey, I'll buy that from you. Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Because I mean, back in the day when I waited in line for some J's, people were doing that. Wasn't a lot, but I mean, actually, no, my bad. I would hold the sneaker out and wait for someone to ask me. Because one of those ones, I kind of wanted it, but if someone gave me the right price, I'll just sell it to them so I can get another pair or whatever.
But you know what, though? Sorry to cut you off.
No.
This is my opinion. And I don't mean to like cause drama in the Hawaii island if they're listening to this, but they probably will, right?
The sneakerheads I've seen.
On that Facebook post, the one that you posted,
right?
I read a lot of the comments.
Right.
And I was a little disappointed, man, with the people on what they're saying.
Right.
Because your question was, how does Hawaii feel about business store owners standing in line at Camp and Releases, right?
Yeah.
Being that there's a few shops now, the bank, Original Grail, and a few other spots. Nameless is still there. Prototype still does consignment.
Oh, that's right, Prototype.
There's a store next to Original Grail called Red Label.
Oh, yeah, they do. I forgot about all
those. Red Label, yeah.
I was reading those comments, and then I would say 90% was saying, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Hey, they're hustle and bustle. That's what it's about. Much more respect. I was like, oh, wow. I was a little shocked because when people buy it and they post it on Facebook that day trying to resell that shoe, they get bashed on, man.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. All these sneaker pages, they get bashed on. Like, hey, bro, you just bought that. You just can't. You're trying to resell it for $50 more, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So when I see those posts and them commenting, I was like, what?
Wow.
I think it comes down
to
the generation being soft.
There's a lot of that.
They don't want to call it. They don't want to call it out.
They don't want to call it out, man. But you know what?
Keep it real, bro.
It's been for a while now. Nobody calls out stuff.
But I know why those comments were coming out. Because I think...
no one want to ruffle feathers.
Nobody wants to ruffle the feathers. Right. Nobody want to cause drama. You know, everybody want to be friends with everybody. Right. Blah, blah, blah. So I get it. So, right. I mean, I guess that's people's strategy. Right. I mean, can't really knock it, right?
Speaking of soft people... We'll go into the NBA. We had a good conversation about the NBA, about how the generations, 80s, 90s, and now.
Yeah.
Like, what was the question you posed to me here? Remember you asked me?
What?
About, if the 90s guys went up against these guys, would win.
Oh, basketball.
Basketball.
First of all, shout out to the bank. Original Grail, Red Label, Nameless, Prototype. Who else is out there?
Truist.
Truist. Oh, whatever I said, no drama, whatever. You know, you guys do you. We
sneaker,
do us.
Sneaker chest.
We stay in our lane. Trust sneaker, me. We stay in our lane. That's it. Yeah. You guys do your thing, and that's cool, man. Just my opinion.
Nah, opinions is good, yes, bro.
I love everybody. Yeah, I love everybody.
Opinions is good, bro. Debating is good.
You can ask anybody. I'm a good dude, man.
Nah, you're a great dude.
I'm a nice guy.
You come on this show, you're a great dude.
You're a great
yeah.
guy.
I'm a better guy now, yeah. But I like 90s it. Basketball, yeah. 90s basketball is tough.
Right.
Tough basketball.
Yes.
Man.
Speaking of lanes. Speaking of driving lanes. Down the lane.
Oh, you can
get taken out in the lane if you're in the 80s, in the 90s.
You can get hammered, and that's one regular foul.
Yeah.
You do it again, one warning.
Right.
You do it again, smoke and fight. Technical.
Finally, after three.
And then you do it again. Okay, get out of here. That's 90s basketball. 80s is, where's the blood?
Well, 80s
suck
was,
it up.
they were sucking them up. 90s, take them out.
What happened then?
Yeah.
Much like everything evolved, much like how football, everything starts all grimy and then it gets cleaned up and filtered.
I wonder why though. You think the teams are starting to sue?
Because it's money.
Well, NBA, money,
ratings,
money, stars.
Stars, keep the stars. Yeah. You know, keep the image good.
High scoring equals more fans. That makes sense.
You know, NBA has a great image right now. Yeah. NBA should overtake the NFL in a few soon. Because NFL is falling apart, right? Yeah. So that's all this filtering. Because you got all these guys getting arrested. Domestic violence every day. They're changing the rules every season. They don't know what to do. Kickoff, make the kickoff. Let's get rid of the kickoff. NBA has been keeping it cool.
Yeah.
Excitement. They're dramatic.
Yeah.
You got Golden State. You got Cleveland. Smooth sailing. So they're going to keep keeping it clean. Everybody calling fouls and everything. Oh, that's a travel. Oh, that's foul. Everybody get foul. It's going to only get worse. And that sums up what the NBA is compared to the 90s. Right? Where does it go from there? What do you think? Are you speaking of where it goes from there? Are you watching the playoffs, John? Are you watching the
highlights?
Predictions?
What was the prediction? Who went NBA Finals?
Predictions, bro. West Coast.
Miami
Heat, bro. Oh,
no. Coltrane's team.
Oh, Coltrane's. Oh, Warriors. So out of the West, who's going
to the finals?
Who's going
to
be in the championship game out of the West?
I pick OKC. I don't know why.
Oh.
Why did I pick OKC? You know why? Because that's Steven Adams on my fantasy team all year. He was a monster, man.
Fantasy.
Shout out to the Polynesians, bruh.
He should have
been
rules again.
He should have been most improved player in my book.
Yeah, he's always been good though.
He's always been good. Well, he kind of went down this year though. But
I thought he always did his role, bro.
Yeah, I kind of regressed this year.
Offensive rebounds. He averaged like 5 or 6, bro.
Should be 10. But anyway, so who's your case? So you're saying OKC and Golden State in the Western?
In the Western, who's it coming out of the East?
Coming to East, I picked Philly. I don't know why.
Ooh, Philly versus
OKC in the finals.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then OKC will win it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
You put money in Vegas, so he knows how's that one?
Call the bookie now.
And Melo is finally going to get his respect.
You think Melo? Oh, man, this guy is like throwing left curve,
you
right
are
curve,
throwing
sliders.
Syracuse shotgun.
Right. Bruce's millions over here.
Syracuse, right, man. Syracuse fan.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great to be a Syracuse fan, but dude, Melo's a boss.
I'm staying out of that one.
Well, being a Houston Rockets fan, what do you think?
But as an unbiased, not even going into that, it's just Melo does not look good at all this year. He hasn't been looking good. You have no bench.
George is turning it up though in the playoffs.
He always kind of turns it up, but then Westbrook's got to be a team guy.
Yeah.
Westbrook's always all in it for himself, and they don't have the roster. They don't have the roster. Philly, I would not. That would be excitement galore if Philly were to go.
I say Miami is going to upset Philly in 7.
Embiid has to play though.
Embiid has to play.
If he's not playing, then
D-Wade's going to get like one or two more good games, and that's going to be just enough for them to take 4 out of 7, bro.
Miami not
upset.
D-Wade
not going to do
upset,
it,
bro.
He's not going to have another good game.
No way.
Philly,
I agree with him.
He got
one lucky on this
great
one.
Game, lucky game.
No, bro. He's going to get one more game, bro. He's like 2 a series, bro, at least.
Not a defense is going to collapse on Wade, and then he's
and then
done.
What?
Now what?
Bro, who else is there?
Then Bimbo Coles is going to come out of nowhere, bro.
Wow, Bimbo Coles.
Legend right there. Bimbo
he's going to call up Willie Burton, and they're all going to say,
Willie,
where are you
Willie Burton.
Minnesota, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes. 90s right there.
Ronnie Cycling going to come out of the DJ booth. Like, whoa.
You're new starting Heat 5.
Oh, Ronnie
Cycling. Bimbo Coles, Willie Burton.
Maybe if they get
Glenn
Rice back.
Oh, Glenn Rice.
Glenn Rice.
They're going to win, guaranteed.
Tim Hardaway, maybe.
What? Well, you're predicting Houston all the way, right?
I
mean, that's your team. I mean,
this is the best shot they've had.
Oh, okay.
in a long time. So yeah. I'm going to say it's the best shot they've had, but there's still more to be played.
Here's a quick analogy I've heard, which is great. They said if Harden doesn't win the championship, he is the modern day Nash.
Because he's coached by D'Antoni.
Yeah.
Well, you could say that with Chris Paul. What has Chris Paul done? They both have not done.
I was like, ooh, that's a good one. You got to win then, bro.
Well, they have the best. This is the best roster. This is the most complete roster of any team.
You know why? Healthy Eric Gordon.
Ooh. Correct.
He's solid, man.
Eric Gordon has been the healthiest he's been.
Yeah. If he's healthy, then I can see them going to the finals, losing to Philly.
I think the Raptors are going to win the East.
Raptors is solid too.
Raptors,
the West is probably going to be Golden State by a smidge, bro.
I wouldn't be surprised Wizards take out the Raptors.
Man, Raptors going to be up 2-0 already.
Still yet, though.
Oh, they're up 2-0 already?
Yeah, they're up 2-0.
They're going back to Washington, bro. They're going to get the 2.
John Wall's crying, bro. He's like, Gortat, where the hell are you? We're in Gortat.
Gortat is watching Pornhub right now. He can give a damn.
He's rushing.
Oh, that's
he's
a big his leg's weak.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Those are the arms weak.
See?
That's why shot is weak right
now. Spaghetti legs.
Gortat is a huge porno fan.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah. That's why he's.
You know what they say, right? You're not supposed to do that kind of stuff before you play a game. Your juice is going to be loose.
Tell Marcin. You better go
he
tell
was
him.
In that movie Taken, right?
Who was in the movie Taken?
Anyway. I got that reference. There was a Gortat looking guy. That probably was Gortat in the movie.
5'7" one. Anyway, wow. John, any last words?
What do you guys say?
Yeah, not like dead or anything. But
yeah.
Any last words before we cure you?
Before you put you away.
Yeah. Look at this idiot driving on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, I like it.
Last words.
Yeah. Any shout outs? Any last words?
Thank you for having me.
Words
guys.
Of wisdom, you
honestly,
know?
Honestly, man.
Yeah.
I like Thank what you guys are here. Doing, man. You guys are doing what you guys love to do. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. It's all for fun.
Do you love it? Do you love
I respect
this?
That. Yeah.
Just entertain the state of joy.
Like you said, play hard and have fun, right?
Yeah, there you have go. Fun, bro. Warriors, 2-0, yeah,
play
baby.
Hard and have fun. Stay in your lane. That's it.
Stay in your lane. That's right. Big ball.
Don't worry about other people.
That's right.
Just do your own thing, man. Yeah,
that's it, right?
I don't know why.
Shout out to Korea.
Shout out to Korea.
False crack Medevac.
Thank you guys.
MacTown.
You can't forget that.
What was that? False crack Medevac.
That's the line of
False crack Medevac. Oh, MacTown.
MacTown, bro.
MacTown gangsters.
Oh, gangsters.
That's not me. No, that's not me.
Cut his mic.
Papa Cole Fight Club.
Papa Kulea.
Papa Kulea Fight Club, bro.
See, you can call out some of the wrong guy, bro. See, I'm shutting up.
I'm shutting up, bro. That's it?
I'm not calling out Noah.
You're not calling nobody out.
I'm just going to break.
Calling
right?
Shout outs, bro.
Shout out everybody.
Shout
Love
out to
everybody.
John and Truist. You got to open his shop.
Yes, you got to open the store.
Shout out, Cole. Yeah. Three times over, season 7, episode 11.
Yes, the real news, not the fake news with John.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't you go anywhere. Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Nobody pray for me. Been a day for me. Yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances, finessing on them with some counterfeits. But now I'm counting this Parmesan with my accountant lips. In fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boo, babe, tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie world with my base stuff. I know that it's good. Won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty. Won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it.
Sleep time's over. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, season 7, episode 11.
Truest news.
Truest news?
John.
I like that.
Truest news.
Truest news.
It wasn't the fake news. It's the truest news the now. Because, John, we'd like to thank you for coming on.
Yeah, bro.
Told us the real, very informative.
Very informative.
We got to get this show more informative, I think.
That was very informative.
So that's.
Yeah, Casimiro was informative.
It. Yes, exactly. But
Hella Guapo was not informative, but it was good times.
That's a horrible thing to
good
say.
Times,
What's the matter
bro.
With you?
He's a very informational dude.
Yes. No, he's a great informational. What are you going to say?
Papa. Well, no. When did information actually heard last week's episode?
I think they did. I think so.
The comment we had.
I think so.
I laughed about that like later on.
No,
in the
that's
day.
What I mean.
It popped in my head. I was like, "That's pretty hilarious."
It's true. No pun intended. Because what? It took them this long to figure out 411.
13 years.
13 years. You know? I mean, it is what it is.
They don't even smoke weed.
It is what it is.
Wait, I think
no, it's 411 party, not the 420 party.
Oh, right. Oh my bad.
See, you gonged yourself.
I'm gonging myself.
Yeah,
bro.
Speaking of information, informative things, I'm gonna go into. I posted on the Sleep Times IG.
I'm about to sneeze.
And scene.
Let me
Gosh. What's the matter with you?
Allergic to you already.
Good.
Knock it off. Cut it off.
Stay off.
Cut off my nose.
Stay it. Okay.
Too much cocaine, bro.
Good. That's why you're
holly. I don't do drugs.
You're holly.
I don't
do drugs. I posted the topics of the week that we should take time or waste time on.
Don't be mad, Charles. I'm just joking.
Okay. Just turn it to a confession. Shout out Usher.
Oh,
first topic. Okay. Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Not a longtime close personal friend of the show.
Nope, nope. Soon to be.
Soon to be won the Pulitzer Prize. Take time or waste time on the Pulitzer Prize. I'm not talking about Kendrick. I'm talking about, is the Pulitzer Prize take time or waste
Pulitzer
time?
Pulitzer Prize winner.
Do people know what the Pulitzer Prize is?
In this day and age, no.
Correct.
10 years ago, yes.
So why does this matter? For Kendrick Lamar to win an award that's usually given out to like a jazz album or something of that nature. Take time or waste time?
I think that... take time.
Okay.
Kendrick Lamar is dope. But I mean, dang. I think it's... He is the ultimate... How can you say it though? I don't know if it's a PR person, a management thing. But whoever is behind the scenes, it takes more than Kendrick to get to this status.
Right. Okay. So the PR
team, his team, whoever it is, genius. Bro.
Well, he's got a good image.
Great image.
He's not doing anything of any sort that's clowning or ridiculous. He's always had a strong message.
Yeah, his lyrics are legit too.
So this of all, being the first hip hop album ever to win the Pulitzer Prize, are you okay with this?
Nah, I thought maybe Tribe's album could have been. Did a lot more.
The latest one.
Yeah, the latest one. I thought that album lyrically wise. I think it could have been like definitely, and that's just not coming. I'm an old head, no, bro.
You think it's because of the PR, though, maybe?
I think it's like a big machine. Kendrick's machine is working, bro.
Right.
Like, people are going to be like, nah, Kendrick's dope. He's dope. Right. But it takes more than just a dope MC.
Right.
To Kendrick become a Pulitzer Prize winner.
I think he has a better image overall than Tribe.
Oh, big time.
You know,
he's younger. He speaks to a different generation.
Correct. That's the imagery, and the wordplay that he uses.
Yeah.
Is gonna, got him an award.
Hey, dope man, congratulations. But majority of you people that reposted don't even know what that award is.
That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. That's why I say this is waste time.
Okay, waste time.
Because people don't know what the Pulitzer Prize is. Yeah. You gotta be an old person to know this. Because it's an award given out to jazz albums.
Let's just pull it up real quick to educate our people to talk about information.
So you're gonna talk about the what the Pulitzer Prize is? Okay, let's get the official definition.
Here you go. Probably spelled it wrong. Okay. It's okay. It's gonna correct.
Well, you got big fingers.
Yes.
Hawaiian.
Here we go. What is it? Pulitzer Prize for fiction award. Taking a while, internet people. Here we go. Come on,
Wi-Fi, bro.
Everybody.
Okay. What is the definition of it?
Here we go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
So once again,
yelling at technology that works good for it.
It's like pushing the elevator button. Like you keep pressing it, like it's gonna go faster.
Nice. Come on,
it doesn't work.
Note it.
What link are you clicking on, bro?
Just clicking on the... There you go. Where's the definition of it all?
You aren't finding it.
See,
nothing's coming up. Nothing's coming up. So that means...
Nothing's coming up, bro.
So what it's called... Called for you to look it up yourself.
And real quick. The lasting influence of the Pulitzer Prizes on journalism, literature, music, and drama.
Okay. Usually jazz or journalism.
Right. I mean, you could say he's a hip-hop musician, modern-day jazz.
Well, it is. It's modern, I guess. And then you could
say journalism,
because he's speaking to the streets.
Speaking to the streets, bro. I have nothing wrong against it.
It's nothing wrong with the award. I'm just saying, no one finds it relevant, the Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah, the majority of people posting it never even looked up the definition.
That's the problem.
Right.
People are excited just to say, look, Kendrick Lamar won this award, but they don't know what the award is. That's what pisses me off.
Well, shout out to Kendrick.
No problems with Kendrick, yes.
Okay.
Next one. We got in trouble for this one. Well, you did. I didn't.
Nah, I was getting in trouble.
Because you said no one listens or no one watches baseball. So you got backlash on the lashes. So the next topic. Shohei Ohtani's fans were so loud at the game, the Angels game in Kansas City, that the Angels asked them to quiet down. The Angels asked Angels fans to shut up.
That's awesome.
How ridiculously stupid does that sound?
That's pretty stupid. Did they really get on the mic and say, shut up?
That would be great. But
how do you say shut up in Japanese?
Shut up des.
Shut up des.
Shut up desu. Do you shut up?
Shut up.
Itadakimasu.
Shut up.
So this was at Kansas City. They're playing at the Royals game. Okay. There were like three Japanese girls yelling, going crazy for Shohei Ohtani every time he was up at bat. So the Angels said, and they're at the visitors' dugout. They mm-hmm. weren't even in the Angels' dugout. So the Angels officials went up to him and said, hey, can you guys shut up, boy? Because Shohei apparently likes to have it quiet when he's batting. You stating this to the public is now, you know what's going to happen? Every stadium he goes to, they're going to yell and they're going to tell Ohtani, hurry up.
Yeah, and you shut up.
So you just screwed over your
yeah,
new guy
yeah.
by telling and making this known to tell people to shut up.
Well, first of all, there obviously must be nobody in the stands at KC Games if three Japanese girls can overtake yes,
that,
a 50,000
that brings a point.
Seating stadium.
There was only 15,000 fans.
So KC, if you're bad, you didn't have... 15, well, your 15,000 didn't overtake three Japanese girls?
That's the thing. So what's going on in KC with all you guys? You guys all sleeping over there. So therefore, that's bad. You just caused a backlash. Ohtani going to be pissed off. So there you go. That's
did he win?
Time.
Did he win?
Well, he played last night.
Yeah, did he win?
No, he got rocked. And then he went out with a finger injury.
That was supposed to be a history maker last night, right?
Why was that the history
if he
maker?
Won, he'd be the first one to have three wins and three home runs, right?
That was correct, yes. But then he got rocked. He played Boston.
Oh, Boston's on a tear.
Boston is, yeah.
They're next on a tear, bro. They're doing good, you. You gotta deny the
you
bean,
know what? How do you
the
know?
Bean growers.
You don't watch baseball. You
highlights,
don't know how you
bro.
Know.
Highlights, cuz.
Housewife.
Watch the highlights. Nobody watches baseball.
There you go again. Yep.
Nobody watches baseball.
Plenty of people. They watch the same guys watching baseball, same guys going to Doomsday,
no,
420,
that's not the
bro.
Same people, trust me.
That's right. The hip hop peepers are not. I'm gonna call you all out again. 2 weeks in a row. You peepers, you poppers, you pill poppers, you guys are not watching.
You lockers.
Pop, lock, and drop it. Because they're watching. Who knows what they're watching? They may not be watching baseball.
Okay.
Okay, next topic.
Next up, Starbucks police are on the defense after they arrested two black men waiting in the store.
Waiting in the store. This is a controversial
and
one.
And Starbucks is closed today.
They made it. They closed it because
they closed
of the,
it at I think it was 10 o'clock. I think to do racial appropriation classes.
Correct. Yes.
5,000 or 8,000 Starbucks world.
Right.
Like,
right. The CEO is doing what he can to clean this up. He's doing what he can.
This is stupid.
He's doing what he can. Okay. What? I'm asking you this. You're a store owner. This is what happened. That is a double sided story. They were saying that because they sat there and they didn't order anything,
right.
that they were loitering and
right.
just lingering in the store. So that's why they called police to leave. They asked
right.
them to leave, apparently.
Right.
Which is not here nor there. The 911 call was released.
Oh.
And it didn't sound like that was what they were saying.
Oh.
It sounded like they're creating a disturbance.
Oh.
And stuff like that. So if you saw two people just lingering in your store that you did not know, they sat in your chairs that
yeah.
you have,
yeah.
what are you going to tell them? What would you do?
Well, it happens every day.
Yeah, exactly. You see how I set up everybody? Let me tell you, that's exactly right. Because that's what you hip-hop peepers are doing. You guys are going, walking in here, shake your hand, sit down, don't buy nothing. You don't go into this man's store, you don't buy nothing. This is exactly.
Hashtag hip-hop peepers. I love that. It's a new one. We did it first.
Hip-hop peepers is here.
Yeah,
it's here to stay.
That's what you call the definition of hip-hop peepers.
Yep.
Hip-hop people that don't support,
yep.
that are broke,
don't do nothing.
They just eat all my pizza.
Yep.
To come to all the events.
Yep.
No support. Try getting free and get discount.
Amen.
And all they do is they vape outside.
Amen.
And if they don't vape, they bum cigarettes. Hip hop peepers.
Women.
I like that terminology. High five on that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. This is the same situation.
Wow,
so what would
peepers.
You do then with these guys that in your place?
I told you. Did I talk about a block? I kicked out somebody the other time.
No.
So this, okay, I did kick out somebody.
Okay.
Okay. Because we have the bus stops right in front of me, right?
Yeah.
So people that don't come off the bus or waiting for the bus, they'll come in.
Mm.
As long as you're looking, they're looking.
Yep.
Ask a question. If I say hi, you say, how's it?
Right.
Or, hey, some guy's not social. Just acknowledge.
Right.
I understand you're waiting for the bus and it's hot outside.
Yeah.
Do your rounds, look. Oh, what is this? Record store, hip hop? Do that. Fine. Totally fine. Talk story, whatever. If you're quiet, be quiet. But look. This guy comes in, sits down on the chair.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, so he's a Brazilian dude.
Here we go.
Right? So he probably Portuguese, howling, whatever.
Yeah.
With a longboard skateboard. All on a feet.
Okay.
With slippers. Comes in, sits down.
Okay.
I said, hey, what's up, man? Waiting. Okay? Okay, okay. You know, wait. 5 minutes go by. I said, what you up to, man? He, oh, just stopping eating. and trying to do my Brazilian accent.
Yeah, that's
I just stopped eating. I was like, okay, where are you going? I'm going to Waikiki. I'm like, cool, okay. You see, that's it. I'm asking him questions now.
Okay.
He didn't make rounds. He didn't look at anything. He didn't ask me one question. Sat on my damn chair.
Okay.
So I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to give this guy 5 minutes. I think 5 or 7 minutes. I'll put a timer on. If he doesn't ask me a question, he doesn't walk around the store. Okay, we're not a coffee shop. So right. Right. So there's difference, guys. If he doesn't do one thing, we just sit in my chair. I'm kicking this guy out.
Was he just staring at you?
He was just kind of like just chilling.
He was
like,
on his phone?
No, just kind of sitting there, like really? Just kind of like looking around. Yeah, okay. I was just fucking okay. Like, what?
Okay.
And that's fine. Like I said, it's cool, man. You're waiting for the bus, whatever. 7 minutes came up. My alarm went off. Beep, beep, beep. I was like, bro, you got to go. And the crazy part is right before I said that, I see him take off his slippers and he's about to like fold his feet like cross-legged in the chair.
Okay.
And when I seen that, my alarm went off. I was like, bro, you got to go. He's like, what did I do? I was like, dude, you came into my shop. You didn't ask me one question. Yeah. You didn't look around.
Yeah.
You didn't even make like you wanted to be here. You're just sucking on my air condition. I know you're doing that.
Yeah.
You got to get out of here.
Okay, and then what?
Oh, he didn't say anything. He's like, oh, it's kind of like whatever Brazilian guys do. I don't know. And I was like, yeah, thanks a lot, bro. Get out of here. And I kicked him out of my store.
There you go. Good. First time. That's how you do it.
And
you
like I said, softies? Every day I get people from the bus, waiting for the bus.
Okay.
Come into my shop, bro. Yeah. And it's hot out. Yeah. I get it, bro. You know what I mean? Because I turned some of those people coming into customers.
Okay.
And I've seen it. They come in 3-4 times. Christmas time, boom, they buy shirts. Totally understandable. Thank You're not trying to buy anything at this time. I get it. I mean, I did the same thing. But this guy was straight to the... I don't know what this guy was thinking, dude. But it's like that North Shore Brazilian stigma. You know, they go North Shore and they snake everybody in the lineup kind of deal, you know? Yeah. Surfer guys know what I'm talking about. They come off Brazil jet. Right. They go in the water. They try to snake out a hui. The hui go lick them.
Right.
They show up on top. YouTube. Hungry Hawaiian.
Right. More aggro than ever.
Bruh, I was irritated, though. Yeah. Once I seen those slippers come off and about to fold his legs, bruh, I was like... Bro, you got a goal.
Yeah.
Stink ass howly feet on my
feet. Wow, yeah, there you go. There we go.
Brazilian feet, bro.
There you go. Good.
And you guys out there, you
good.
Guys.
Get your route up like this.
No, everybody out there, knock it off, bro. You guys got to stop right now. Don't be like, oh, Cavett. No. You were here, you would have done the same thing.
Correct.
I don't know anybody that would let the dude put his stinky old feet.
You know, this isn't some kind of a rest stop.
Yeah.
This ain't a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you?
He didn't ask me one question. One
exactly.
Question?
At least if you're gonna come in here and at least say why you're sitting down.
Yeah.
At least communicate something.
Nothing. No communication. I had to ask him. I was like, "Where are you going?" Oh, okay. I had to. I was like, "You know, I'm not trying, dude."
No, I back you up on that. 1,000,000%. 1,000,000%. That should not happen at all.
Because I had people come in here, but I had bums coming in. I treat everybody the same.
That's fine. That's totally fine.
But I have a hauna. The hauna is bums coming in. Talking story, bro. Of course, I tried to usher them out as fast as possible because a baga is stink.
Right.
But I treat them the same. Everybody the same as if they're paying
you
a customer.
To. Yes, that's 1,000,000% correct. But that needs to be, the communication needs to be acknowledged of why, what they're doing. How long they're going to be here for.
Yeah.
Situations of that nature. You don't just sit down, be quiet, sit down, shut up.
Right.
So good. That's totally fine.
So anyway, back to the Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. Well.
What did you take?
That sums it up. I mean, it comes down to, were they waiting for people? It's still a very tough situation. I don't think, of course, they don't need to be arrested. That was the most ridiculous thing ever.
The dumbest thing ever.
Stupidest thing ever. So it's a lot of, once again, he said, she said, and lack of communication of what's going on. Was this person that was racist? I'm going to say probably yes.
Probably, bro.
Yes. Because the loitering in the store is an issue.
Coffee shops is the number one loitering place.
That's why it's wrong. Exactly. If these two guys sat in Light Sleeper store, they have a problem.
If they talk about hip-hop, hey, sit all you like, my man.
But they're talking, right. But these guys were quiet in a coffee shop where people loiter in a coffee shop.
And you need to be quiet in a coffee shop.
And no one should be getting arrested for loitering in a coffee shop. That's the number one place. They could be waiting or whatever. Just let them be and just see what goes down.
And
they're not bothering anyone.
Like anybody, if you're waiting for somebody new, like if I'm meeting you for the first time to get some kind of advice,
right?
I get there first.
Right.
You know, I'll make a good impression. I'm going to wait for you to come. And I'll be like, hey, would you like something to drink?
Well, exactly.
Why would I be? I mean, if it's like you and me and I'm there, I'll drink already. Like, oh, would you like?
Right. What if I'm on my Tinder date? You know, if I go over there and I'm there with my friend and we're going to meet up with a third one, we're going to have a 3 Tinder date. Who knows? While we're doing that, we got to wait.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? We're going to wait for the the person to come. Then we get the drink.
Get the food. Yeah. You're not going to be eating bacon, bagel, salmon.
Right. Get them all on your chin. Get all messy kind. Then you're not going to have Tinder.
Oh, you looked on.
You're not going to want to touch you. So then you wait. So then, yeah, this is wrong.
But they weren't there for Tinder. They're real estate agents.
They were, once again, there you go. See, you cannot judge.
Okay.
And
okay.
Starbucks waste time. Okay. Next one. Here we go. This might be a quick one.
Next one, Rob.
So everyone's favorite Cav, Tristan Thompson, or as Joe Harden would say, Tristan Thompson. So him and a Kardashian, and you know what happens when you date a Kardashian? Trouble ensues, and Tristan don't even play anymore. He's on the bench doing nothing.
Wow.
Pregnant. Daughter is named. It's going to be named. True.
Wow. How fitting for this episode.
How ironic. I'm swiping left.
Yep.
I'm
not even going to talk about it. Here we go. This. Kawhi Leonard reportedly expect to miss rest of the season with hamstring injury.
Is Kawhi Leonard going to be a Spur next year? Is he going to stay? I say he is not. He doesn't travel with the team. He doesn't talk to the team. He doesn't text the team.
Nah, he's not going yet.
That's it already.
That's it. Okay, next.
There you go. He's going to the Clippers. Okay. And then LeBron, he lost game one. Everybody all freaking out. LeBron, smooth sailing. He said, man, no worries, bro. I was down 3-1 in the finals. No worries. Will the Pacers beat the Cavs?
That's a tough one, dude. This league, I say take time because it's the last one. It's hard because this league has so many young players, dude. Like the Celtics, who would have thought they'd be killing it without Kyrie, bro? So, I mean... LeBron will pull it out. He'll pull it out.
He'll pull it out.
It'll take him a little while, but this is not good for him in the future after this round. If he pulls out this round,
yeah,
dude, it's only going to get harder. So I don't see the Cavs winning the East anymore on the real.
You don't think Cavs are going to pull
this
out?
Nah, dude. I thought Cavs were my favorite at the beginning of the season, but no. Not anymore, dude.
So they will beat Indiana, though. You believe that they will beat the Pacers?
I think they'll beat Indiana.
Yeah. Game two is tonight as we record this show Wednesday. So this will determine a lot because this is in. If they steal the home court, problems ensue.
Because LeBron's supporting cast is not like in the past, man. He don't got nobody.
He's got good. They have no chemistry. He's got good players, but they have no chemistry with each other. That's why it's just a patched up team.
Well, that's what his bad, man. He keeps going to these teams with no chemistry, and it takes two seasons to figure it out.
Yes.
He wastes his time, you know what I mean? Correct. He should just stay with Miami and y'all could have just been one big happy family winning titles.
Never mind Miami, bro.
Okay, no, moving on, bro.
Forget it.
Last but not least.
All right, last but not least. Okay, we did
people want to speak.
Yes. Mount Rushmore last week. A lot of comments on this one.
Bro, choke.
Everybody chiming in on this one. So I wanted to pull up like the obscure ones. Here's a general of the consensus of what women said. Okay. This is the top vote getter for women. Jem. Women like Jem.
I turned the channel when Jem came on.
We all did. I turned it off, probably.
Jem was right after Visionary.
Do you remember what was right after? What was the show before Jem?
That's what I mean. I'm trying to figure out.
Well, Visionaries was one.
What was before Jem? I watched whatever was before Jem and I would turn it after that.
What was Visionaries or Mask?
Oh, Mask. It was Mask.
It had to have been either Mask or Visionaries.
Mask was Mask.
Mask was great.
Yeah.
And then what else? That was the top one. Was
Jem. Wow. Yes. Well, girls dress like Jem now, so it's kind of cool. Yeah, it works out. Jem, you're truly outrageous. I'm sorry, truly, truly, truly outrageous.
Is that how it went?
Oh, Jem.
Yeah, Jem. It is how it was. Yes, that's right.
I'd watch the beginning, be like, okay, cool. Synergy, right? The Misfits.
That's right. Yeah. The Misfits were the bad band. Yeah. That was the number one for women.
Yeah, that's a good. I mean, I watched a little bit of it and like, I changed them already.
The funniest one, though, I gotta acknowledge.
Right.
And I don't know if you know this guy or
who,
but let me pull up. It was Mango.
Mango Season.
Was it Mango Season? Mango Tree Gnome? Mango Season. But he put like channel numbers 77, 78, 55. I'm like, you OG local guy.
Hey, 55 was the kind.
That's a level, right? Was in the 50s, Olelo?
Oh, yeah.
52, 53, 54.
So what was the kind? What was the spice? What was the
spice
dirty?
Was 78.
So, did he say 78?
He said 78, bro. Scrambled pork to win.
Scrambler. Wait, you don't scrambler.
Mango Tree Gnome with 50. Channel 69 was something. I'm not going to say up the butt. I did already.
What was 69?
69 was something else. But the dial, if you remember back in the day, the Oceanic dial, okay, it went to 78. Nickelodeon was 77, 78 too. So, oh, maybe it was the 77. It was in the 70s that Spice was. Because 78 was Nickelodeon. 78 was Nickelodeon. Nice. So 70s was something else. Spice is there, bruh. Tokyo After Dark.
Tokyo
After Get ready, bruh. So yeah, Oceanic for the win. That was a funny one. A lot of Who's the Boss.
Oh wow, I never really
Here's the general of the top picks. Who's the Boss was on there. Wow. A lot of You Can't Do That on Television.
Yep.
A lot of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Okay, that's all the weirdos, yeah.
I like that show.
I like that show too. I like that show too, bruh.
Plenty of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Okay.
That was a hot one. Also, a lot of G.I. Joe, Transformers, yeah, a lot of G.I. Joe. Animaniacs was mentioned.
Oh, that's
Fraggle
good.
Rock was mentioned.
Yeah, Fraggle.
Here's one. Rescue 911. You remember that one? William Shatner. He came out, you know.
Which one is that?
He came out and then they recreated like a 911 emergency.
Oh, I do remember that.
Shatner would just come out.
As a kid, you were watching that.
I remember watching that as a kid, though.
It's like watching, what is that one? The one they talk about the criminals, they redo the criminals inside the 9-7 edition.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? They redo the criminals, like Rescue 911.
They do criminals. I vaguely remember that, yes. But it depends on how old you are.
Yeah.
That's going to really determine these things.
Ren and Stimpy, Ricky Lake. Wow.
I don't know about Ricky Lake.
Reading Rainbow. I didn't see too many Reading Rainbows in here.
I couldn't watch Reading Rainbow. I didn't want to watch that. But What's Happening was in there. Oh, yeah, Brother Frank. He had Night Flight.
Yeah.
The Party Machine. Near People.
Shout out.
There you go. Shout out, Near Peoples. But Jem wins for the women. Pee Wee's Playhouse was in there. A lot of people from Mask.
Okay, yeah.
So people were here's one that I was almost going to put on there, but I have to go. But shout out the sommelier. He put down Cosby Show.
Oh, yeah. I watched Cosby Show. Yeah, Cosby Show.
I forgot about that. I would have put that on there. That's I don't care what Bill Cosby's doing and in trouble for, but that show, we must see.
That was a good show, bro.
Thursday, we waited and we was ready to watch that show, bro.
You know what show I didn't like? Cosby Show, I would watch because consciously go and watch Cosby
Show.
That was
hardcore.
But it's funny because Fresh Prince, I would only watch it if I came across it.
That's true.
I was never a big fan of Fresh Prince.
Because we were older. We got older.
Yeah.
Because Fresh Prince was what, 91, 90?
Yeah, roughly.
And it went into 96, 97.
Oh, it for a while, right?
But Cosby Show was mid-80s.
Yeah,
when we were kids. Great, bro. Thursday, you had Cosby Show, you had Different World, Cheers, Night Court.
Yeah, oh, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Harry Anderson, bro. Harry Anderson, the magician.
Yeah.
And that's a
Did you like his comedy? You like that dry humor,
It was the dry humor stand-up, yeah. But Night Court was a good show.
It was a good show.
Night Court was a good show.
The Bull, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
I remember watching a lot of Night Court for some reason.
Yeah. No, Night Court was that was that Thursday lineup. And then we had Raps Hawaii on here. Of course, that's classic stuff. Voltron.
Yo MTV. Why did I say Yo MTV Raps, bro?
Well, Yo MTV Raps didn't get super hot until 90.
I watched that religiously. Like, I'd run home from school. I'd just make sure I was home from school for that. Like,
that was 1990 for me.
Once I figured it out, I was like, oh my God, I got to get home.
Yeah.
Then they replay it later on.
That was 89, 90.
Fraggle Rock was a good one, yeah.
And then you have a lot of ones that, like, I don't remember. Like, this is like older. This is like for the younger. Ghost Rider, Rocco's Modern Life.
Rocco's is younger.
Yeah, that's like the younger crowd, right?
Yeah. That's like OG Nickelodeon. Nobody put Ren and Stimpy, did they?
Ren and Stimpy, yeah. Mango Trino. He's everywhere on this list. He's everywhere. Channel 78, Foot Away.
Ninja Turtles.
MacGyver.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z is more new school.
That's the new school stuff.
Late.
Here's a show that I'll see if you remember. Do you remember Sledgehammer?
Ooh.
Remember that one? It was like a spoof on like an action star guy, cop.
I do.
And then the
he had a gun, yeah?
Yeah, the black chief. He had the big gun.
It was the guy. Oh, I see his face, too. He had the mole.
Yeah.
Slash, the theme song. I watched Sledgehammer.
Very obscure, underrated.
I remember
show.
His mole. He acted in a dump different things.
Yes.
Dude, Sledgehammer.
Yes, Sledgehammer.
I got to clap. That was my line.
Obscure.
Right, that was obscure, but me and my brothers, we watched Sledgehammer.
Yeah, it was on
KITV. Had a big ass revolver gun, yeah?
Yes, it was on ABC.
Oh, respect Sledgehammer. What for the actor? Then he had the chick was like a partner, right?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
You remember this show, yes.
Sledgehammer, dude. That was great.
What else we got? Saved by the Bell was a lot. Saved by the Bell makes the top four. There was a lot of votes for Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, that's every adolescent's dream right there.
Adolescent's dream. Kenny Kapowski. Somebody voted Kids in the Hall. There was like one vote for Kizan. I'm impressed. That's cool. Kizan came out 88, you know.
That's 88 Kids in the Hall?
Yeah. Wow. Mystery Science Theater and Kids in the Hall came out at the same time. Comedy Channel.
That's one of the first things they had on Comedy Channel.
Yes. Right? Comedy Channel first came on.
Did anybody put Simpsons?
Had several Simpsons.
Okay.
Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, yeah. Did I watch every Tales from the Crypt?
Tales from the Crypt was good stuff. No mention of SCTV. I should have put SCTV on my
floor. SCTV again?
That's the one that it was like it came out the same time as SNL in the 80s. Martin Short, John Candy. You'd have Rick Moranis. So they're going to do a documentary on Netflix, and it's directed by Martin Scorsese. It's coming out this year. That's going to be insane.
Scorsese.
They're going to get Moranis to come out of retirement.
What? He's in retirement?
Yeah, he hasn't made a movie in years because he's a family man now. He retired from Hollywood.
Shout out to Rick Moranis, bro.
That's why he wasn't in any of kind of remakes of Ghostbusters.
Oh, he didn't do any of that.
Said, forget it.
Smart guy, dude. That's a brilliant guy.
Martin Scorsese is going to bring him back. Wow. He's going to be on. This is going to be the first time he's been on camera in like 10 years.
Oh, does he look like? Probably Diesel.
He looks the same. Rick Moranis? You remember Rick Moranis?
Yeah, he's a nerdy guy, bro.
Come on.
But you give him a hot wife.
He's Hollywood, of course.
Yeah, he's a
So then, of course, you can tell the age of some guys. Checkers and Pogo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was a kid, bro.
You know, I got Captain Professor Fun. You know, pow, pow, pow. See, you remember that.
Some guy was probably behind there pressing. We talked about that.
Pressing the button. Yeah.
Oh, dang, this kid's fast.
This kid's saying, yeah. He was a real professor, UH. Professor Fun. FYI.
He was a real professor?
Yeah, he was. I don't know what he taught, but, you know.
Fun?
Hey, ba-dum-bump. God, we need that sound.
Oh,
all
crap.
Right, but then, well,
oh,
shout out.
Crap.
Well done.
Oh, crap.
Shout out. That was the line of the show. With that said, shout out to everyone who contributed to this list. There's going to be many more Rushmores we're going to open up to the public.
Oh, God.
We're going to have to cut it on that one.
That was 83 people commented on there.
Yeah.
And only 54 likes. How you figure?
Go figure, huh? People shame this one.
People shame. They don't like them. They like comment, but
they
don't
scared.
Like.
They scared. With that said, please subscribe. iTunes.
Yeah.
Google Play.
And shout out to our sponsors. Yes. Honolulu Club.
Seventh floor.
Is Jara still there?
Jara is no longer there.
Oh, she was training.
She was just a training.
So
yes.
Now they're professional and ready to go. So.
Not quite yet, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. But shout out to Honolulu Club, 7th floor. Check them out. Definitely.
Square Barrels. They have yet another whiskey dinner going on. Here we go. Let's plug this one. Because every week they have these whiskey dinners. They don't only have the $6,000 whiskey.
Oh, okay.
I posted on the video.
Every week they have whiskey dinners.
Every week they have whiskey dinners, along with the break-even whiskey night, where you can get the expensive whiskey for cheap.
Right.
You know? So there's that situation. There's
shout out to Earl Kai McKee.
Earl Kai McKee.
He's going to be helping us with our doomsday.
He's going to be catering this thing?
He's going to be...
Really?
I told him to get some Doom sliders. Food is one of Doom's albums.
Really?
So, yeah. Shout out. Shout out to everybody that supports our sponsors as well. We really appreciate it. Because without you... Oh, Patreon.
Yes.
I got to put up a mix too, but those sleep time's over.
Yes. Please support.
And remember, all of this support of our sponsors, of our Patreon, of our YouTube, and all that stuff, okay. Everything goes to the podcast on getting this for you live and direct.
You have to pay for the broadcast fee.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. The more episodes you have, the more space on this cloud
space.
Internet that I still don't figure out.
The cloud of love.
Who controls that? It's crazy that these guys are telling us we have to pay them to put our content up in this invisible space.
That's the man. So that's why we have
Neo, bro.
Probably.
Keanu Reeves, bro.
Exactly. And because of that, that's why we got to make this Patreon and put on these mixes.
Yeah.
So it's a mix a week. It's a new mix a week.
You just put up a mix too, yeah?
I just put up a mix, yes. All new stuff.
Yeah.
No old fut music on this last one.
Yeah, no, this one is...
It's a very new...
Fut-free.
That's why I want to... Fut-free. That's great. Fut-free and hip-hop peepers.
Fut-free, hip-hop peepers.
We're loading up these words.
We are just tastemaker verbiage creators.
Oh, is she...
Fun-free and hip-hop peepers.
I'm literally writing these down.
I like the hip-hop peepers, personally. It's great. It's the greatest thing ever.
Fut-free could be the new mix series. All right, that's it.
All
Patreon,
right.
Please.
Yeah.
Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff.
iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. What else is there? We're missing something else.
What else you got?
Podomatic,
that's
and
the one.
And then go Honolulu Club, get somebody to eat on one day, and then go to the concert across the street. Then get to downtown, get the burger. I ate the burger. It's bugger is Ono.
Wagyu Burger. Correct.
At Square Barrels. And if you're in Kai McKee, stroll over there and go see what's up to Justin. Get some sweet tea and get yourself a sandwich.
Final thing on Square Barrels. Next dinner is Wednesday, April 25th. 7 to 10 p.m. This is going to be a French cuisine dinner.
Ah!
And this is going to feature, get ready, everyone's favorite, well, maybe yours, cognac. Cognac, that is the drink of DJ Freeze.
Oh!
The drink of my humble self, sometimes. The drink of Sub-Zero.
Oh!
The drink of DJ Drama. We all...
Is this the drink of DJs? The cognac?
Maybe, because we get to hold the glass. And you get to hold the glass like this. And you go like this. You cup it. You cup it and you... Cognac will be there live April 25th. You have a 5-course dinner, $98, April 25th. Cognac.
And how do they go to this dinner?
So you just can go on their, what is that site? Eventbrite is always the one. So just go eventbrite.com, look up Square Barrels.
Square Barrels.
You'll find it. It's the Le Banquet du Vin Brûlé.
Le Banquet du Vin Brûlé.
And you will get it Wednesday, April 25th, yeah. 7 p.m. to 10. Cognac. Get ready. French cuisine. This looks actually cordon bleu. You got French onion soup.
Ooh.
You don't like French onion soup?
French fries and French dressing.
And then we got French toast. And then, what was the one from, come on, we can't let this go. You know, merci beaucoup, Pee Wee, merci bleu bleu. I brought you French fries. Forget it. Yeah, it was good. Steak Diane. That's a different scene, but yes. Parking at Bishop Square, Square Barrels.
Square Barrels.
Always have good dinners. Cognac now.
Square in the barrel, baby.
Cognac for the win.
Cognac.
All right.
All right.
That's all I got.
That's it, right? Sleep Time's Over, Season 7, Episode 11. What's the new name?
The new news.
The new news.
The truest news.
The truest news.
The truest news of the true. It just transformed.
Yep. Big up John Truest. Sleep Time's Over. Woo!
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.